Well, today is day six in this seven-day series. This is Steve Park, and we are talking about wisdom, the cry of wisdom, out of the first nine chapters of the book of Proverbs. Today, we're going to continue looking at the benefits of walking in wisdom. 2 days ago, we considered what happens when a person doesn't listen to wisdom. And yesterday, the benefits and what happens when we do listen to wisdom. And we got through some of the things from chapter 1, 2, and 3. And today, we're going to start in chapter 4 and see other benefits or blessings God tells us if we listen to wisdom, if we are wise individuals, if we don't go the way of the fool and make foolish choices. Well, we're going to start here in chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 4, and in verse 4, it says, "He taught me also and said unto me," this is Solomon's father, David, "let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." There's that word live again. We saw that yesterday, length of days, and will live, and I'm not sure all the ones yesterday we saw, but here we have it again, that if you keep his commandments, you'll live, these wise commandments. Chapter or verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, wisdom, don't forsake wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Well, how is wisdom going to preserve us, and how is she going to keep us? Well, we could give many examples, but maybe it's in the way of equipment, farm equipment, or metalworking equipment, or whatever it may be. There's safety switches, there's safety devices, there's guards, there's shields, and oftentimes we men want to take those things off because they get in the way. But maybe then later on down the road, our child gets in that wheel going around that where we took that guard off and gets his finger or hand in there. And, you know, it's not, those things are there because they were manufactured with wisdom, with having safety devices, and we want to take them off. Well, if we do take them off, we should have other means of protection or something that we can think out. What's going to happen if this happens? Maybe we could, I don't know what. We should either leave it on or do other wise choices to make it so it works good but is still safe. Maybe we'll talk about that here a little bit later too. So it'll preserve thee, it'll keep thee, making wise choices and following through with those. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, wisdom, and she shall promote thee, and shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. And if you look at the opposite of that, when we don't embrace wisdom, say in the fact of taking something, a safety device off and some calamity happening to our child, that's going to bring us dishonor. And it's going to, it's not going to promote us, it's going to demote us in our own eyes and in the eyes of others and stuff. And that's, I think that's what this is talking about, how this works. She shall give to thine head, verse 9, an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Well, here it is again. If you listen to wisdom, it says the years of your life will be many. And these are general principles again. These aren't absolute promises of God, but they are promises. And I believe if we walk in this way, we're going to most of the time see it like this. And maybe there's going to be something happens that there was nothing. Nobody was walking in as a fool or anything like that, and somebody's life was taken or some accident happened. But this is a general way, and this is a promise that we can look at and we can consider and we can have. I have taught thee, verse 11, in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, meaning distressed or vexed. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Wow, that is just a great promise that God has here for us if we listen to wisdom. Take fast hold of instruction and let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. There it is again, life. Just over and over again. Okay, we're still in chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light and shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The person that walks in wisdom here is called just. And in his path will be as a shining light, shining brighter and brighter into the perfect day. Verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. If these commandments, this understanding, wisdom, if wisdom, it'll be life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh, even in the way of what we eat and how we process food and what we do here in our day and age. There's a lot of this GMO stuff where they're modifying food and making it different so they can feed the world or whatever their great claim is. It's probably so that they can make more money. But that's going to make an effect on the health of people. God has made food a certain way, and if we eat that kind of food, the closest to the way that God made it, I believe that's going to be the healthiest for us, because God knew what he was doing when he made it. If we go into all this GMO stuff and all the modifying and things, it's going to make a difference. And even the way that we eat, if we overeat and we get our bodies fat and we're gluttons and things like that, that's the way of the fool, and it's not going to be health to thy flesh. Many, many, many diseases are caused because of things that we do ourselves to weaken our body or to make it not to make it strong by eating well and eating right. Okay, so that's chapter 4. Chapter 5, I don't really have any there that I picked out. Chapter 6, we have a couple. The benefits of walking in wisdom. Verse 20 says, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. These are the wise sayings of a father and mother. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. These benefits here. Chapter 7, verse 1 says, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live. There it is again, live. And my law as the apple of thine eye. Well, just a couple more here. Chapter 8, verse 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, wisdom, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. If you want to have a blessed life, keep the ways of wisdom. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, the gates of wisdom, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life. There it is again. And shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So if we hate wisdom, God's ways of making wise choices, then we're going to love death instead. All right, chapter 9, verse 6, forsake the foolish and live. If we forsake the foolish ways, we will live the ways of wisdom. Chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me, wisdom, thy days shall be multiplied, and thy years, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. So this is going to benefit our lives. We're going to be wise for ourselves. It's going to benefit our lives. It's going to benefit our families. And the days of our life will be multiplied. The years of our life shall be increased, it says here. There it is again. And I believe we're not going to have these accidents. We're not going to have these calamities that come upon so many people because of not walking in wisdom. But, you know, here's an example. Like I heard recently some boys, I'm not sure exactly the ages. I think one was pretty small, 3 or 4 years old, and the other one was bigger. But they were told not to play on the tractor in the barn or play on the tractor at all. But, you know, boys weren't listening to the commandments of their father. They were walking as foolish boys, not listening to their father. And so they were playing on the tractor. And the one boy was on the seat already and playing with the steering wheel and doing different things. And the other, the little one, he couldn't get up tractor with steel wheels, has the cleats on there, and he was climbing up those cleats. And about that time when he was climbing up those cleats, the other boy on the tractor, he knocked it out of gear somehow, and the tractor went backwards and rolled right over that boy. And that was, I don't know if there was a safety device on there so that couldn't happen and that was dismantled, or we could also make a wise choice that when we park the tractor, because we have little boys around, we'll put chocks under the wheels. We'll put blocks under the wheels so that can't happen. That would be to walk in wisdom in that way. And I'm sorry for these examples, but these are real life examples that really do happen. And I don't know how else to say it, but to say it. Equipment for farms or shops. I mentioned this earlier. Covers over chains, guards over places of danger. We like to dismantle these things because they get in the way. I've been a meat cutter for over 30 years, and back in my early days there, I heard stories of people getting their hands caught in a meat grinder, and it was because those guards were taken off. They get in the way, and you know, we need to be careful if we do something like that, if we take a guard off, because something tragic can happen. And if we do take those off, we should also look for other means to make it safe. We can use wisdom that way. I also worked in a metal shop for 9 years, and the metal shear that cuts the metal, I mean, it can cut a quarter inch, 5/16 inch piece of metal, and it can just shear it right off. There's shears that cut off thicker than that. And if you get your hand in the shear there, or as you're adjusting the piece of metal, or you know, you're trying to get it in the right spot, you're measuring things, and your hands are underneath there. And there's also these clamps that come down. When you push the switch, the clamps come down and they hold the metal in place, so it's not going to shift. When the shear comes down and it doesn't, those things are very powerful too, because they're clamps. So the safety device on the shear is a two-handed switch. You have to have both hands and 1 foot on the switch to make that shear come down. There's a two-handled switch. It's in there. It's away. It's on a cord. It's away from the machine. You have both hands on the switch, and you have 1 foot on the pedal, and then that shear comes down. That's a very smart safety device. Well, what happens is we dismantle that by putting clamps on where the handholds are. We put like a vice grip or something, and we, you know, tighten it up and make it so those are always on. So all that you need now is you need your foot to activate this thing, because the other ones are already pushed in. So I heard of one accident where that something like that was the case anyway, and the man was over there working on it, and he was adjusting the metal and things like that, and a salesman came by, and he just came to talk to this man, and he walked up and accidentally hit the foot switch. He hit the pedal there. He didn't see it or something on the floor. He hit the pedal, and that shear came down, and the clamp, I think, is what got his fingers, and he's missing fingers today because of that. So those things are there for a purpose. They were made in wisdom, but we like to dismantle things, and I don't believe that that's God's plan. That's not God's will. He's willed us to walk in wisdom and not to walk in that way. So wisdom says build these pieces of equipment with guards and safety things. Man can be foolish. Remove those things. And if we do remove those things, we should think of wise things to do to protect ourselves and our children. And we should follow through with that and not just think of it, but also follow through with it. So God bless you. That's today's inspiration, and tomorrow we'll end this series. I'm not exactly sure what direction to go. There's many more things that we could talk about, but we'll end this series tomorrow. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.